When I was a young fella, I was brought up in a GA household. In our house, when you were a young lad and they had three brothers, you would have done anything to win a Leinster Championship medal or an All-Ireland medal. And I was lucky enough to win a Leinster under 21 medal with Kildare. But the chances now of winning an All-Ireland medal, well, they were pretty slim. But we would have always revered All-Ireland medal winners and looked up to them. And an All-Ireland medal winner was a seriously lucky man. And then we've all read and seen from time to time stories online and so on about All-Ireland medal winners being buried with their medals, the medals being put in the coffin or put on the coffin. Now, I don't know how true those stories are, but I could understand it. And I do know from meeting people and talking to people and seeing comments online down through the years from different parts of the country, hurling people and football people would have placed a huge degree of respect and so on for a man, and it was generally a man, let's call a spade, generally a man who won an All-Ireland medal. That's not to diminish women winning Camogie All-Irelands and so on and so forth, and the great Angela Downey and people like that. But generally, as a young lad, you'd be looking up to men who won All-Irelands. But something that crossed my mind recently there, since the Kyle Hayes conviction and sentence, is the question of winning All-Ireland medals and having a good reputation, a good name and reputation. In other words, if you were faced, or if I was faced, at 60 or 65 years of age, looking back on your life, if you were given the choice of having one or two or three or four All-Ireland medals and a criminal conviction, or you never won anything, no All-Ireland medals, but no convictions, good name, good reputation, which would you choose? This is not a trick question. It's just a question that crossed my mind, given my background and given the observation that many people place a huge amount of store and significance on winning All-Ireland medals or winning medals at the top of any particular sport. And that's understandable. But how far would you go? And just looking at Kyle Hayes' case, and I'm not commenting or criticising one way or the other, I'm looking at a man who has four All-Ireland medals, senior medals, and he probably has under 21 All-Irelands as well, and he may have other medals too. He has a boatload of medals, but he also has a criminal conviction, or two of them, for violent disorder. And I'm just wondering what a person, or what you would think, and I'd be interested in your comments down below if you're watching this video on YouTube or on Facebook or wherever. I'd be interested to watch or to read your comments. Would you choose All-Ireland medals and a conviction and a stain on your good name and reputation and character? Or would you opt for anonymity and no medals, but no convictions and your reputation and good name absolutely intact? I'm not, as I say, criticising Kyle Hayes one way or the other, and I'm simply speculating about what people who would have come from a similar background to myself, who would have been brought up in the lore of the GA, in the lore of hurling and football. You do anything as a young lad, you do anything as an older person to win one bloody All-Ireland, but to win two or three or four, well, that would be nirvana altogether. But then, as I say, when you get older and look back in your life, to what extent, what would you do for it? Would you be prepared, if you had a choice, to have a criminal conviction on your record and adverse inferences, I suppose, drawn about your character and your reputation and your good name and so on? Or would you prefer anonymity and no medals, but your good name, your good reputation intact? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting for one minute that there's a choice here. You don't have to choose one or the other. It's not a binary option. In other words, there are many, many All-Ireland winners, football and hurling, men and women of all sorts, in both football and hurling, who have great reputations, never got into any difficulty, have no criminal convictions, were never involved in an assault or a violent disorder situation or circumstance, and who have All-Ireland medals. I'm not saying that you have to choose one or the other, you don't. But I'm just saying that looking back on your life, if you were faced with that choice, if you were faced with the choice of, say, winning three All-Irelands for Leitrim or for Kildare or for Meath and having a conviction, or total anonymity, frustration every year in the Leinster Championship or the Connacht Championship or the All-Ireland Championship, total frustration, but no convictions, your good name and reputation intact, which would you choose? I'd be interested to see your comments down below, whether you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube or wherever. Thanks a lot.